Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. We have a very special show today with Sandra Higgins via Skype in Ireland. Throughout her career as a psychologist, Sandra Higgins specialized in helping people recover from the effects of trauma. In 2008, Sandra began using her skills with non-humans when she opened Ireland's first vegan animal rescue, Eden Farmed Animal Sanctuary. Eden is now home to over 100 residents. Not long after opening the sanctuary, she made a promise to one of its residents that she would dedicate the rest of her life to teaching the world about the personhood of the animals we harm and the imperative of veganism. In her memory, she opened Matilda's Promise, an animal rights and vegan education center where she runs educational programs, campaigns, internships, and lectures helping people to go vegan. Sandra uses her experience as a psychologist to add a new dimension to our understanding of our relationship with other life in non-human form and to our methods as animal rights activists. Last year, Sandra ran a very successful vegan advertising campaign in Ireland with the aim of creating awareness of animal rights issues and our need to completely abstain from animal use. It was so successful that it recently launched as a global campaign. Go Vegan World. This is part two of the two-part interview. To hear part one of Sandra Higgins' interview, you can visit the archives at wcuw.org/vegannation. Thank you very much, Sandra. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing worldwide, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you for having me, Marlene. It's been a pleasure, as always.
And I look forward to talking with you again for updates as the campaign proceeds and hearing about your talk at the Eco Psychology Conference.
Sure. I'll come back on.
I am very excited to hear all about the Go Vegan World International Advertising Campaign.
Yes, the campaign launched in Ireland on the 22nd of June last, and it's now moved to England. And at the moment, it's all over England, with a concentration in the northeast of England, particularly around Newcastle. So we have signs on the railway stations, we have 55 bus shelters, 320 ads in the actual trains, in the metro trains, and 28 bus ads. And then we also have a campaign that focuses on some separate issues, on the humane myth and on the idea that animal use is acceptable or natural or necessary. And that's throughout the UK. So it's in major towns and cities like London, Birmingham, Manchester, Bristol, and Edinburgh in Scotland. But it's also in some of the tourist areas. So it's getting really good exposure. We also have an online campaign that's targeted at non-vegans. And that's actually been very successful. So we've over 30 million ads being displayed at the moment in the UK and Ireland. That's on Facebook and YouTube and Google Ads. So that's been really successful.
You are powerful and progressive.
Thank you, Marlene. I'm just one small person taking one or two steps forward, but I think they're successful steps.
And you are very influential on the power of keeping a promise, the promise to Matilda.
I'm completely inspired by the work I do with the residents of Eden. They inspire me to do this. And everything I say and everything I do and every message I give to the public is just simply carried from them. I regard myself just as a tool in their hands to get their message out to the world. And their message is very strong. Their message is that they want uncompromised and complete cessation of them. And they want their absolute freedom from us.
Yes, and awakened to open our hearts to compassion and harmlessness and nonviolence through the vegan lifestyle.
Yes, that's why I talk so often about empathy and narcissism. If we conduct our vegan education by referring to veganism as a plant-based diet or veganism for the human environment, then we're just feeding into that same narcissism that has human interest at its centre. It's humanocentric. So it's very useful to include intersectionality. But the way to go is ethical veganism, whether you're focusing on the affective, the emotional aspects, or you're focusing on the rational aspects. That is the way to go. We always have to have the other at the forefront of our mind. Otherwise, we're just feeding into the same thing.
And thus the reason for your international advertising campaign, Go Vegan World.
Yes, it is.
When you were speaking about the trauma involved of the example that we were using of a young boy who tortures cats and dogs and then goes on to commit human violence, and yet we live in a society where billions of animals are being tortured, and it's culturally and legally sanctioned, and all of us who have not adopted veganism are participating in it, either directly or indirectly, with our purchasing dollars, which makes us completely responsible and complicit. Because we are a culture that is actively involved in torturing animals, then we do have a lot of human violence, which, of course, is war after war after war, generation after generation.
Yeah, something has to happen within our minds to be able to continually suppress what we know is violent. And we're very well enabled to do that by the industry advertising that advertises, for instance, the animals dancing into the burger houses and coming out with their, you know, smiles on their faces.
There just needs to be so much education and awareness.
Yeah, well, one of the residents from Eden in the campaign at the moment is Annie, and she features on that ad. She has one precious life, will your dinner take it? And she's also in the ad, They Trust Us, where I'm bottle feeding her. And she came to us because she was stolen from her mother in a field and taken by a family who happened to not be Irish to live in a housing estate. And because that was so abnormal, to have a lamb living in a housing estate and they intended killing her and eating her, because that was abnormal, the family was reported and the lamb was rescued and she came to Eden. And she was nicknamed Lamb Chops. And everybody was very critical of these people who stole her from her mother because they were not Irish. But nobody thinks there's anything wrong with sending the same Annie to a slaughterhouse and killing her and packaging her flesh in cellophane and selling it in a supermarket. What's the difference? And then we project into other people and we use racist slurs as if any of us were any different or any less culpable. And I was no less culpable a few years when I didn't know. Even when I was vegetarian, I cooked meat for other people.
Right. It's a matter of awareness and evolution. And so we're very fortunate now that the word vegan is out there. And a big thanks to you.
Thank you very much, Marlene.
I know that there's so much more to veganism with health and also the environment. I think it's important that you're focusing on the base, the most important part of the justice issue.
Yes, yeah, because there are lots of people doing the intersectional aspects of it. There are so many people, probably far too many people, talking about the health aspects. There are lots of people talking about the environmental aspects, but none of these get to the core of the issue. In order to call ourselves decent and fair, veganism is the very least that we can do. It's only the beginning. It's not about what we don't eat or what we don't wear or what we don't use. It's about a whole new way, a revolutionary and radical way of relating to other lives that are just in non-human form.
We're speaking with psychologist Sandra Higgins in Ireland. Sandra is the founder of the Go Vegan World International ad campaign, which launched in Ireland on June 22nd and in the United Kingdom on July 4th. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, and we're going to continue our conversation with Sandra. Sandra is now at her sanctuary taking care of all the animals, including hens, as she's giving us this information. Sandra, will you please explain about eggs? Because the majority of the population thinks, what's so violent about taking eggs from hens?
What's violent about taking eggs from hens is the fact that we view their eggs as our food. And they're not, because hens are like any other bird. They're like a robin or a blackbird or any other wild bird. And in their natural state, they'd only lay one or two clutches a year for the purpose of rearing their own children. But the egg-laying hens as we know them today have been selectively bred by us to lay an egg almost every day in a way that causes serious insult to their psychological and their physical health. So they suffer a range of illnesses like compromised lung function, very severe, often fatal infection. They prolapse, the same as a human woman, because laying an egg is the equivalent, really, of it's their menstrual cycle, but it's really ovulation, and it's very similar to human childbirth. So obviously they're doing that on a daily basis, they're going to prolapse. And after a number of years, the rate of reproductive cancer is 100%. So the violence begins at that point where we look at their eggs as our food. The violence is the ownership of somebody else and the utilitarian view of hens. We view them as being on this earth for our purpose rather than being here to live their own lives, which they do quite well still in Southeast Asia, and they've done for 50 million years before we ever evolved.
It's time to take a break. We are joined by Sandra Higgins via Skype in Ireland. Sandra is a psychologist. She is the founder of the Go Vegan World International Advertising Campaign. After the break, Sandra will be sharing more information about the residents at Eden Farmed Animal Sanctuary, who are the inspiration of this international global advertising and billboard campaign. And Sandra will also be giving us some details about her upcoming speech at the Eco-Psychology Conference.
You're listening to Community Radio, WCUW Worcester, 91.3 FM, online at wcuw.org.
Hi, this is Barry Sullivan, inviting you to join me for the Sounds of Scotia every Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. for 2 hours of great music from Scotland, Ireland, England, and Wales, right after the Four Green Fields here on WCUW Worcester.
Hi, this is John Barbarian, and you're listening to Community Radio WCUW. Won't you consider making a tax-deductible donation today? Your money will keep your favorite music alive on community radio. Please call 508-753-2284 or go online to make your secure donation at wcuw.org. And we thank you.
Tune in to Vegan Nation every Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for music, news, and events about the vegan lifestyle right here on WCUW 91.3 FM and around the world at wcuw.org. Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene Narrow. We are joined by Sandra Higgins via Skype in Ireland. We're continuing our conversation about the Go Vegan World International Advertising Campaign that is now throughout England. And we're discussing the exploitation of females and their male and female offspring in animal agriculture.
For every female who's exploited, there's a male. So for every hen who's exploited, there's a boy who's been killed the day he was born, often by extremely violent means. But whether they're violent or not, he loses his life. It's the same in the dairy industry.
I know, in the euphemisms that we grew up with, like cows give milk, instead of explaining what it's really about.
They are absolutely milking the last cent out of these beings. They're milked for most of their pregnancy. We can imagine how we as women would feel if that was happening to us. Then they're dried off for the last 2 months, and they're continually impregnated and lactating for the 7 or 8 years that they live before they're spent. Their bodies can hardly stand up. Whereas in the wild, they would live between 20 and 25 years. And so they're slaughtered at 7 or 8 years of age.
They all suffer. The cows, heifers, bull calves and bulls.
In Ireland, actually, the calves are not killed at birth. So we have this dual industry, with the dairy and the meat industry being very, very closely linked. So if they're not used in the dairy industry, they'll suffer because they're bred to be so heavy for the meat industry.
Our society manipulates the males to produce excess weight and the females, the cows, to produce excess, massive excess of lactation secretions.
We don't have any dairy cows at Eden, but we're expecting to in the next few weeks. What I do know for sure is the very strong bond that I witness here at Eden in the goats who were used in a backyard dairy. And in the sheep, because there's a small but significant sheep dairy industry in Ireland and across Europe. That is probably the most hurtful and the most harmful thing that we do, is we violate this very sacred bond, which is the essence of life, really, in mammals. This sacred bond between a mother and her children. And it's that bond that I have used in the campaign. I've illustrated in the They Trust Us series, and I've illustrated it in the Humane Myth. And of course, we know how common mastitis is in the dairy industry, and it's an extremely distressing and painful condition for any woman to have, including any woman it being exploited in the dairy industry.
And again, coming down to the misogyny, as I heard it explained by Will Tuttle, was that it's this idea that humanity has possession over females' offspring. And I also get the impression that some people think that the female heifers and the female kid goats don't suffer. And in my experience firsthand, they suffer a lot.
They all suffer because they're bred, selectively bred, into bodies for us to use. So their bodies are quite divorced from what they would be in their natural state. We see that at Eden with the sheep and the pigs, how much they suffer on their feet because they're bred to be extremely heavy, way too heavy. We see the same thing with the turkeys, bred to be way too heavy for what their skeleton's able to carry.
So that is also included with organic. They're already genetically modified through selective breeding through, you know, decades of patriarchy.
Yeah, we have a lot of the residents at Eden who've been rescued from backyard and free-range and organic situations, and they suffer just as much as those who've come from the cage situations. I've written a report that your listeners might like to read on the egg industry in particular, called Enriched Cages, Embodied Prisons. When you analyse it, you see the organic and the backyard and the free-range context for egg-laying hens, it's not significantly better. And it's the same in the dairy industry. You see, it doesn't really matter what context you exploit somebody in. So that's sufficient reason for us to be vegan. We shouldn't need the torture of factory farming and battery cages. We shouldn't need that to make us go vegan.
Thank you, Sandra. For those just tuning in, you're listening to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow. We are joined by Sandra Higgins via Skype in Ireland.
The point is that the hens are being bred into these bodies that make them really ill. You know, they're just genetically, selectively bred to lay eggs. And of all the animals at Eden, they probably suffer the most and have the shortest lifespan. And it's like, I'll tell you something, it's like a war zone when I do a rescue. It is like a war zone, so much so that I've had to walk around the sanctuary with my medicine bag tied on me so that I could give enough medical care.
And to think all this suffering is going on and we can all avoid it by becoming vegan.
Yeah. They also call them crops who have to be harvested. And they talk about the kill out weight. And of course, they also talk about them en masse. So the individuals are never recognized. I didn't recognise the individuals until I got to know them at Eden. To me, a field of sheep would have all looked the same. And now people come to Eden and they say, how do you know that's Krishna? And I say, because look at his features, look at his eyes, he has a white face. And they say to me, well, they all have white faces. But they don't, they're very distinct. The same as humans are distinct.
That is a great logo for the vegan evolution revolution. One for all and all for one. And Sandra, we have a couple more minutes. I would love to hear about your upcoming presentation at the Eco-Psychology Conference being held in Worcester, England.
Yes, what I'm doing is presenting to my own colleagues who use the natural non-human world to heal humans. And the title of my talk is Going Home. You know, our innate nature is to be fair because we survive through cooperation. That's how we've evolved. But also going home to our true place on this planet. And our true place on this planet is not that we're superior in any way to any other form of life. We're just one of many, and we're all equal. And when we go home, they will benefit, because we will live as if we're just one of many earthlings. And we'll also benefit, because we're living through myth rather than fact. And that, of course, is rebounding on us and causing all kinds of problems for us. But more than anyone, it's causing dreadful problems for them. So I will speak about, as I have in the past, about my theory about our narcissistic culture as a way of explaining why we're not vegan. And also I'll talk about empathy and cooperation and altruism. You know, that seems to be in our genes. That seems to be our true nature. So if we go home to our true nature, we'll be vegan.
Beautiful. And because of your noble work, we can all return to Eden.
I hope so.
That's a great name for your sanctuary.
It is. And you know, what I try to create here, even though I don't have any religious beliefs myself, what I tried to create here was a paradise for these beings who are so exploited and so tortured.
Thank you, Sandra. And is there any last message you can give to our listeners in relation to the Go Vegan World International advertising campaign?
Yes, if you want to keep up to date with it, please join our newsletter list. You can do that through Eden Farmed Animal Sanctuary. Please encourage your non-vegan friends, colleagues, workmates and family to download the vegan kit. People are finding that very practical and very helpful.
And how much longer will the campaign be running throughout England?
6 to 12 months, probably 12 months.
Wonderful. And I look forward to seeing this campaign expand to all the other countries in the world.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, Sandra. In celebration of the work of Sandra Higgins, we'll have a little musical interlude with Vegan Smythe's I Will Be Their Voice. This song is dedicated to Matilda, the hen who inspired Sandra Higgins to be their voice.
I know what they'd want to say, so I'll be their voice. Have you ever felt voiceless? Have you felt completely alone? Have you ever felt choiceless, like there's no way home? I've got some extra strength to give, so I will be their voice. I will be their voice. I think I know what they'd want to say, so I'll be their voice. Do you know what's happening? Do you know what really occurs? If it's all too frightening, silence makes it worse. You've got some extra strength to give, and you can be their voice. You can be their voice. I think you know what they'd want to say. You can be their voice. You can tell a friend, I'll tell a friend, where you shine a light into the darkness. Darkness ends, since we know they're voiceless and they're being abused. How can we not speak out? How could we be excused? We've got some extra strength to give, and we can be their voice. We can voice. I think we know what they'd want to say. We can be their voice. Be their voice. Be their voice. I think I know what they'd want to say. I will be their voice. Be their voice. I will be their voice. I will be their voice.
That was Vegan Smythe in Australia with I Will Be Their Voice. And the song is dedicated to Matilda for creating a world of peace and health, justice and sustainability. And now we'll be hearing from Sandra Higgins with some final comments about the Go Vegan World International advertising campaign.
The campaign originated in Ireland. It was launched in Ireland on the 22nd of June. It has now moved to England. It'll roll out over the next few months across the big cities in the United Kingdom, and then it will move to other countries around the world.
Sandra, where are the billboards and posters located?
They're on street signs throughout the northeast of England, throughout the major cities and tourist areas, in bathrooms at service stations, pubs and shopping centres throughout the United Kingdom. They're on trains, they're on the backs of buses, and they're on major street signs like billboards.
That's wonderful. And I look forward to speaking with you again for updates throughout the year.
Sure, anytime. I'm always delighted to speak to you.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you for joining us last year for the interviews, your two interviews, about your Go Vegan Ireland campaign, the original one. And thank you for joining us last week. And I look forward to further communications in the near future.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, this concludes our interview with Sandra Higgins, a psychologist in Slane County, Meath, Ireland, who is the founder of the Go Vegan World International Advertising Campaign. You can hear part one of her interview at wcuw.org/vegannation. Please join us again next week for the interview with Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet. Dr. Tuttle will be joining me here in the studio, WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester, Massachusetts, and online at wcuw.org. I have an announcement of several upcoming vegan events. Dr. Will Tuttle, author of The World Peace Diet, will be giving lectures and presentations at the following events in New England. Today, July 22nd, in Manchester, Connecticut, at the Unitarian Universal Society East. On July 23rd, in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, at the First Parish Church in Fitchburg. Saturday evening, July 23rd, in Worcester, at the Unity Center of Central Massachusetts. And again on Sunday, at the Unity Center. And Sunday evening, at Loving Hut Vegan Restaurant. Will Tuttle will be joining me here in the studio, so tune in next Friday, 12:30 to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The next announcement is the World Vegan Summit, happening in California, in Berkeley, California, at UC Berkeley. And that is July 29th to the 31st. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in, and a very special thank you to Sandra Higgins, Matilda, and all at the Eden Farmed Animal Sanctuary. Join us again next week at the same time to hear more news on living a vegan lifestyle. You can listen to this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Joseph Peck. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day.